Howdy, I'm sure glad to see all of you again. I missed you for these 5 weeks, but we're glad to be here in Mankato. We're excited about the way this football team is shaped up, the work they've done in the offseason. We want to continue where we left off in the OTAs and continue to build a big, tough, smart, disciplined football team that our fans are going to be proud of each and every Sunday. So, any questions? No, I'm not taking questions today.
What's the single message you want to convey in your first meeting?
Well, I've got a few things, but it will be a takeoff basically on what my first meeting with the team was when I first got here, talking about what kind of players I want, what kind of team I expect us to be, what I think we have to do to continue to improve to be a good football team.
What is a Mike Zimmer training camp going to look like?
It's going to be a lot like OTAs, but a little bit more physical. I think we're trying to make sure that we're precise in everything we do. We want to be disciplined. We want to be tough. We want to play fast. We want to play physical. We want to continually improve each and every day, and then we want to try and find the players and fit them into the right places so that we can take advantage of their abilities.
What is your thinking about what you're going to do with three for suspended for the first two or three games?
Well, Rick and I have talked about it. We've got a few options that we're going through, and we'll work through it. I think we're pretty close to having an idea what we're going to do, but we'll announce them when everything's final.
Do you intend to address the team
with a
message about that situation?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty straight-up guy. I address them with everything. I don't, if a player comes late to a meeting, I address it with them, in front of the team. So I'll address all the situations.
You intend to share that message publicly?
No. My players get a little bit more information than you do.
Are you concerned at all that this will be a distraction, or do you think it's something you can move beyond, especially addressing it today before the game starts?
Well, it's a distraction today, but tomorrow I'll be focused on football. We'll be out there in a conditioning run at 3:00 and going about our business. And I honestly believe that a lot of I've been with the Dallas Cowboys and the Bengals and in Atlanta, and there's been distractions on every single team, so-called distractions, but the media and the fans and people make it out to be a little bit bigger distraction than it is for a football team. We try to go out and focus on our business and go about it, and really the distraction is the questions you should get and having to figure out what to say. But, it is what it is, and we're just going to move forward and go on.
What was your take on three for not being honest, denying things and then finally admitting it the third time?
Well, I don't know all those things that went on there. What I do know, Coach Parcells texted me the other day, and he gave me some things about my first training camp, and he said one of the things he says is, Mike, believe your eyes. Don't believe what other people tell you. Believe your eyes. And, I've been here for 7 months. I've had a chance to see this organization, the people in the organization, the way they work, the way they conduct themselves every single day in a professional manner. I've had a chance to visit with Mike Prefer on numerous occasions, almost every single day, and find out what kind of person he is. I knew his father. I know what kind of family guy he is, and he made a mistake. And so I just go by what I see. I don't go by what I hear.
Mike, can you just explain the thought process in deciding to keep him on the staff back to when you were assembling the staff?
Well, kind of like what I said before, I knew about him as a person, and I knew about his father. His father is a good coach in this league, but we all make mistakes, and I think we all try to learn from our mistakes. I think this guy is a very high character, quality person that I want to stand behind. honestly. I want to stand behind him because I know what what's inside of him. I know what's in his heart, and he made a mistake. And if anybody here hasn't made a mistake, I want you to raise your hand because I know I have made plenty.
When you were deciding whether to keep him on staff, did you discuss the situation with him as you were going through that process?
Well, yeah, I discussed the situation with him and Rick, you know, when I first got here. And, you know, and we talked about everything that went on. And But at the time, and I still do, I feel like it was the best thing for me to do with this football team, with this organization, and for myself, too, for my future.
At what point did he tell you that, yeah, I said this, and when did he kind of level with you guys?
I don't know. You know, we've had so many conversations. I don't know exactly when it was or... So I really can't tell you any kind of date on that.
Mike, when you laid out this training camp, you know, did you lay it out after a Bill Parcells camp, a camp you ran in Cincinnati? I mean, how did you, what was your philosophy laying this out?
There's a little bit of all of it. You know, I went back and took a lot of the things we did in Dallas with Parcells. I went back and looked at a lot of things that we're doing with Marvin Lewis. Talked to North Turner about it a lot. You know, I guess when you're an old coach, you get more experience that way. So, you know, it's just a combination of a lot of things, I think. You know, I think over time you get a chance to say, well, I'd do this a little bit different, I'd do that. And you know, and we may change things as I continue to look at the football team and see where we're at in different areas where we might need to adjust the camp. You know, I think that's part of coaching and teaching, is being able to adjust to the players that you have and how you have to adapt to, all right, well, we're short on corners today, so we need to do it this way or we need to do it that way. It's just part of the business.
What kind of structural changes are you looking forward to making that you couldn't do as a defensive coordinator?
As far as structural changes,
just
as far as...
in general, how things are
up. Maybe the number of plays, the different situations. You know, we're going to be working a lot on situations. I believe that, and that's one of the things Coach Parcells talked to me a lot about, is situational football, making sure that we're smart in those areas, making sure that we're disciplined. So I think the situation part of the game, as you'll probably see tomorrow, we'll have a situation right away.
You're pretty adamant to have your identity on this team and your blueprints sides of football. So, is there anything else you feel like you still have to do to make sure that your identity is part of every position and every side of the ball?
You know, quite honestly, I just try to be me. I don't try to, okay, I have to pound this point in or pound that point in. I just try to do what I think is the best thing to do, and along with our coaches, and, you know, try to feel like this is... I think we've kind of shown them how we want to be and how we want to act and how we want to practice, how we want to lift weights, how we want to eat, you know, all those things during the OTAs. And so this is just, for me, really the only thing different now is we got pads on. We're getting ready to play games for real.
All right. Will Joseph and... Khalil be ready for the first day of camp?
Both. Yes. As far as I know, you know, unless something happens with the conditioning test today, but.
Do you envision anybody starting on the pup list?
There may be somebody, but we'll announce that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. How do you kind of balance that tough atmosphere with not beating these guys up too much?
It's a fine line. It really is a fine line, and. You know, I was talking to one of our coaches the other day, and we were talking about scrimmaging and. You know, tackling and those different things, and he said, "Well, you know, if you're scrimmaging against the Pittsburgh Steelers, you got 11 players on the field. But if you're scrimmaging against yourself, you got 22 players on the field at the same time. So we're going to try and be smart about it. You know, I've got to get some. I mean, we're going to have contact because that's football. But as far as live contact, we'll have some early in camp, and then we'll kind of see where we're at. I believe that to be a good defensive team, you got to be a good tackling team, and so we're going to have to work on that. And But that's also the reason why you got four preseason games too. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, and we're just going to try and figure out what's best for us and for this football team at this particular time.
How do you handle the quarterbacks in camp center and training
camp? Well, it's not exactly even. You know, it's not one-third, one-third, one-third. It's a little bit more, but and then some drills we're going to have a little bit less, but. You know, you'll figure it out by watching practice. You know, we'll get some guys in there that like I said, from day one, I want to have everybody compete for positions. I think the more you compete, the better you get. People don't get complacent. They continually get better. They study harder. They work harder on the practice field. And so I want to make sure that everyone feels like they have the opportunity to play. And obviously, all the reps can't be exactly the same, but they will be similar at the beginning, and then we'll start backing them down some.
Mike, you're going to have a kind of enter, though, with Castle kind of in your mind as the starter because he's the veteran?
Well, in my mind, I have Castle as the number one quarterback going into camp. I don't have a starter in mind yet. They're going to determine who the starter is out there on the practice field by how they go about their business out there, how they perform in the preseason games, and I understand the quarterback's a big situation, but I better not kill that thing, should I? I get in trouble for something like that. But the quarterback, part of the question about answering who the quarterback is going to be, it's, okay, what kind of defense do we have? You know, the what are we going to ask the quarterback to do? How can we use the quarterback in different ways? I think a lot of that has a factor in who the quarterback will end up being, not just who the quarterback is. So,
it's like you got a lot on your plate for the first time, but it's been a long journey. Are you going to allow yourself the time to maybe appreciate having this opportunity?
You know, I appreciate this opportunity every single day. There's times in this time off that I've had that, I said to myself, you know, you have to be the head coach now. You can't. That's one of the things Parcells texted me the other day too. And he said, make sure everyone knows you're the head coach, not just the defensive coordinator or a figurehead or anything like that. But honestly. Right when I get out on the practice field, that's where I feel the most comfortable. It's what I love to do. I love to teach. I love to coach, and that. And once I get out there, I won't have any time to think about anything else. I'll be going full speed. But you know, I told somebody, I think it was Matt. Yeah, I told Matt that for about the last 3 weeks, every night I was having a dream about football. You know, last night, the last couple nights, I haven't been able to sleep much. And I get up in the middle of the night, and this day we got to change, make sure we're doing a little bit more tackling, or we do a little bit of this. So I'm into it pretty good right now. I promised the Wolves last night. Both Mark and Ziggy called me last night, and wanted to wish me good luck on my first training camp and all that. And I promised them that I will do my very best job that I possibly can do to bring what they want to bring to this organization, this football team. And that's my mission.
Is there one thing you're most excited about or nervous about or heading into camp?
Well, there's a lot of each. I think I'm most excited about watching how these group of players come together, how they go out on the field, and I'm excited to watch them play smart, play disciplined, play fast, play physical. And I'm nervous about possibly getting too many people injured, or we don't have this or that. But it's just part of football. We go on about our business, and we try to overcome any shortcomings that we get.
All things equal in the quarterback competition, would anything prohibit you from starting a rookie if it, like I said, all things are equal?
No, as I said before, the Minnesota Vikings, Rick, and myself, we're really not afraid to do anything. So it's about doing what we feel is the best. And if we do make a mistake, we pick the wrong guy, or we play the left corner is the wrong guy to play, then we'll try to fix it at that time. You know, that's part of adjusting. So, but I have no problem playing a rookie quarterback or a ninth-year veteran or a fourth-year veteran. So we just, you know, we're going to do what we think was best collectively as a group. You know, I'm lucky as heck to have North Turner, you know, here to help with this decision. I was lucky to have him in the draft process to help there, and honestly, our scouts, you know, I know I keep saying these kind of things, and people probably think I'm just saying it, but it is true. I've been in a lot of organizations, and these guys are first class people that know their jobs very, very well.
Mike, you mentioned exchanging texts with Bill Parcells. Did you talk to any other or text any other of your mentors heading into your first training camp?
Yeah, I talked to Marvin. I texted him.
Who was that?
Marvin Lewis. Okay. Yeah, texted him. I guess that's about it, really.
What did Marvin tell you?
Well, we talked a lot about number of reps of practice, and you know, he sent me some things that we used in the past, and you know, he said he loves me. Good luck.
Did you check out and vote, Gavin? You just kind of disengaged?
No, actually, I did. I was on the world tour. My family and I went to Mexico, and I was at my ranch a little bit, and went and saw my dad down in Naples. My daughter got an internship with NFL Films, so I went there one day, and I tell you, it was really cool to go in there and see all the old pictures and all the way they put together these videos. So I actually probably wanted to do it more than she did, but it was really, really a neat thing. And where else did I go? I don't know, somewhere else.
A lot of fishing.
I did a lot of fishing, yeah.
Which daughter got the
interview? Corey.
Mm-hmm. You talked about you wanted to see the players stay in condition through this time from OTAs till now. How will you measure that? How will you know? What will your steps be to make sure that these guys are ready to roll?
Well, we have the conditioning test coming up today at 3 o'clock, and that'll give me a decent indication. You know, if guys aren't in shape, they're going to have to do more work, and they're going to let them know. I'm going to let them know that I'm not happy with what they've done in these 5 weeks that we've been off. But you know, I don't anticipate that. I anticipate our guys they understand what's at stake for each and every one of them, and I think they understand what's at stake for us as a football team. You know, the biggest thing to me is that we play as a team. You know, I'm convinced that if you play with 22 guys, the team that makes least mistakes and plays together as a football team can beat anybody. And I think that showed when the Dream Team came a couple years ago. So we're gonna work on being a heck of a football team. That's what we want to be.
Last two.
What's all involved in your conditioning test?
Oh, it's a standard conditioning test. We've, you know, there's all different kinds, and this is a timed. Not a sprint, but a timed runs. You know, not length runs, but cardio. It's not. It's long. Not really sprints, but it's pretty good runs. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.